You're listening to Stock Car Radio. For more of your favorite programs, visit us on the web at ernlive.com. That's ernlive.com. Well, you're listening to Stock Car Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. Our friend Stephen Cole Smith is out at a racetrack today, and I have a special guest, Dave Despain, from, you know him, from the Wind Tunnel Show. But now, as of last night on MAV TV, the Dave Despain Show, brand new. It is a one-on-one interview, a 30-minute face-to-face one-on-one with American racing legends and people that are people you want to get to know a little bit more. Our show is brought to you in part by Haynes Automotive Repair Manuals. They are the information resource for the DIY enthusiast, and they're the worldwide leader in automotive and motorcycle repair information for over 50 years. Dave Despain with us. He's telling us his life story, and it's just so fun to hear all this and how you got started and how many similarities there are between myself and you and a lot of broadcast people that we do it because we love what we do and we're at the right place at the right time. And the next thing you know, 20, 30, 40 years for you goes by and you've been doing it ever since.
It's about being in the right place and getting the opportunity. And that's true in a lot of walks of life.
It is, you're right.
I think if you, in my case, the fact that the niche is fairly narrow, you know, when you talk about sports broadcasting, that's a big pond. When you talk about race broadcasting,
right,
that's a pretty small pond, and it's easier to be a big fish.
Well, you know what else it is, too, after your 40 years of, you've been on everything, ABC, CBS, ESPN, Speed, now, of course, on MAV TV, but you know these guys, and you know a lot of the behind-the-scenes stories. You know their families. You've watched them grow up in many cases. Some of them, yeah. You've been doing TV for twice as long as they've been alive.
One of the guys that we interviewed in the last session was Kenny Roberts, who was the first American to go off and win the World Motorcycle Road Racing Championship. And that's a fairly small niche within a fairly small niche. But also, in my mind, one of the most significant racing championships in the world. He was the first real important racer that I ever interviewed. When I was working in the little radio station in Iowa with big aspirations to have a motorcycle racing show, I went to a race where he was the 17-year-old hotshot kid coming up that everybody thought was going to be somebody, and yeah. I got to interview him as part of my demo reel, if you will.
Oh, that's and, too funny.
Yeah, so to come back, you know, all these years later and get to sit and have a conversation with him about all the things that have transpired in the interim was pretty satisfying.
That's great. You talk about demo reel. I mean, see, everybody, Dave, of course, started in radio, and I'm an old radio guy as well. My father's been on the radio for 50 years. But the demo reel, my demo reel was guys like John Force and Jay Leno, and I mean, some of the guys that are just,
sure.
You know, I mean, these guys are icons, and I'm just so happy to be able to call them friends. And like, well, you said, they're more than just racers, they're human beings as well.
And you get to bask in their reflected glory.
Yes.
I mean, when you do an interview with John Force that makes him look good, that's your meal ticket.
Oh boy.
You got to keep your ego in check and remember, you know, who is the star of this interview. But if you can do that, you can ride that horse a long way.
Boy,
look at me. I'm 67 years old and still making a living.
Right.
At it.
No, it's great. And good for you, by the way. You've had a great career, but you've never lost that certain common touch that I know everybody who's listening can hear. You're a regular guy, too. You're just you're a fan at heart, right?
Bingo.
Yep.
Bingo.
Yep.
Yeah, that's how I got into it. And I've tried very hard through all these years. I'm not pointing a finger at anybody in particular, but in general, I think people who do what we do for a living sometimes take themselves way too seriously.
Oh boy!
I know it's true in the television business.
Yeah.
I ask myself, and I tell my audience. It was part of my speech on the final edition of Wind Tunnel. Why did we start going to racing in the first place? What attracted us to motorsports? Well, it's fun. It's
yep.
a lot of fun.
That's right.
And you need to never lose sight of that. Sure, it's big business. Sure, it's controversy. Sure, it's human drama. Sure, it's all these other things. And the deeper you get into it, the more complex it gets. But in the end, it's entertainment.
You know,
it's something
100%.
We do for fun.
Yep.
So I try very hard to keep the fun in it.
Well, and also I think for you and me as interviewers, we have to somehow get below the skin of what the world sees of these people, of the stories, mm-hmm. and find something that, you know, that, that resonates somehow with the regular guy. I mean, yeah. at the end of the day, I mean, of course we love racing and all the rest, but what I really love is when I see that, you know, these racers that are icons, that are superstars also have the same problems in their lives that I do. And what have they done to overcome them? What character did they draw upon and who was their hero, you know?
Yeah, yeah. yeah. And those, it's not easy in a lot of cases to get, as I said earlier, to get racers to open up in general, but to talk about those things in particular. They don't like to reveal how they've done it. They want to keep that inside and keep it a bit mysterious, not so much in terms of their relationship with the fans, but in terms of their relationship with the other competitors. They're just not inclined to reveal very much about what makes them tick because they fear that somebody they've got to try to beat is going to gain an advantage from that.
Wow.
So it becomes a real challenge to get them to crack that door open.
Oh, that's a very astute observation, brother.
What happens, my experience has been, once you get that door cracked open and they feel comfortable talking about it,
yeah.
stand back because they're going to take off and go. And that's when you get the good stuff. That's
Boy.
When you get the, that's when you get the stuff that definitely makes the show and makes the promo real and all that.
No doubt about it. Well, I've had a few of those. I've had a few... few people like Carol Shelby come to tears talking about things. We'll talk about that. I still want to get to this gentleman named Forrest Lucas that has created this new opportunity for you, the owner of
absolutely
MAV TV.
You got to say nice things about Forrest.
Well, there's a lot of good things to say. We're talking to Dave Despain, and we're going to be right back. Stay with us. You're listening to Stock Car Radio, presented by Brembo, the choice of champions.